Okay, let's see what we can do with Shlomo Zanigoy. We have, yes, two Sundays left, which are not Shavuot, which leaves us with one day for Shlomo Zanigoy and one for Shlomo Zanigisha, which is, you know, not enough. But let's see what we can do. So as we saw a little bit last week, there are many Girsaot in Shlomo Zanigoy. So we're going to try to figure out, what is this bracha? What does it mean? Normally I would try to rehash the Gemara and Menachot, but we don't have time. Okay, so I gave you just at the top a few different Gersaot. So the version we actually have in our Gemara is Shasani Yisrael, which is, you know, almost definitely wrong. Even though the Gemara says it's right, very good. Shlomo Asani Goy, which one we have, Shlomo Asani Nachri, Shlomo Asani Ovid Kochavim Umazalot, Shlomo Asani Kuti. All types of fun, different Gersaot. And I gave you here the Amen. Yeah. So I gave you the Piskei. Chuvot l'inyan berachat shel zanigoy matzino mivulcha gdola. This is a nice summary from a nice from source. I could give you the academic sources also. I already mentioned that if you want, you can read Yoel Kahn's book on it. The Three Blessings, very creatively named. The Three Blessings. I'm sure Zach has already downloaded it from Z Library. It is there. I checked. There you go. A website. I don't know. It's there. I don't know.
I have every single academic fucking article ever.
Very good. I do not know the legal status of it. I have no idea. All I know is that Zach likes it. But he says, Matzino mivolcha gdola. There is confusion. Ki alo asrot pamim betanach mechuvanim, mechunim am Yisrael goy. The shevach utihila. I said, okay, right off the bat, there's a problem with this bracha. Even if you take it as we do, shalos ani goy. Goy often means, it means, what does goy mean? Nation. Often it means the Jewish nation. And often we praise them. Rak am chacham v'navon ha-goy ha-gadol hazeh. Right? Great nation. Esa atcha l'goy gadol. Right? They are a great, goy is not always non-Jew. It's often Jew. It's a compliment. So what are we saying? Shaloa Sanigoy, you didn't make us that wise nation.
No, when you say singular.
Oh, okay. The Asian. And he says, so therefore, V'yishar Garser Shaloa Sanigoy Nachri. V'gam Zeno Meduak. V'loshan HaKetuvim. Nachri. In Gavanal She'no Yehudi. Ela Al Nachri. Ami She'eno Mibenei Meshpachto V'chadomeh. The problem is that Nachri doesn't work either, because in Tanakh, Nachri means someone who is a stranger, not from your family. Sometimes it means non-Jew, but not exclusively. So based on that, some say the Chavetz Chaim used to say that he didn't make me Oved Kochavim Mazalot, he didn't make me an idolater. But as we will see, at least one sheet is going to say not only is that the wrong Gersa, that is heresy, because that implies that you're only thankful that you're not a pagan, but not that you're not a Muslim or not a whatever. Right? Or not a Unitarian. Right? Unitarian is about the only group of Christian that everyone agrees is not Avodah Zarah. Okay? Fine.
That's the only one where we don't consider the whole Trinity business.
Unitarian. They don't believe in a Trinity. Unitarian. That's why. That is why. In Rav Henkin's tshuva on it, he's like, Unitarian, right? Unitarians are probably not, right? Okay? Fine. That's why I said Unitarian. Yes. The ones that don't believe in the Trinity. So he says, does include non-idolaters. So they try to explain. So what's Shlomo Zanigoy? Sheim ki gam ha'uma Yisraelit milchune b'shem goy mikol makom l'chanot adam yachid b'shem goy. Oh, very good. What Josh said. Goy, colloquially, as a nation, means including the Jewish nation, but as a person, right, a Jew is never a goy. Eino elam yishen yudi v'yeshen agolom arshalos ani goy ki goye ha'aratzot. And therefore, some people have the girsa, you didn't make me a goy like the other nations. And if you want, you can look at 3, and here he has the sources for it. Now, what does this tell us about this bracha? Which girsa? Does it matter? So as I said, yes, if you are of Shlomo Kluger, if you say, Shlo Asani Akum, Shlo Asani Kochavim Mazalot, you missed the point and you are a heretic. We will burn you at the stake. Okay? Probably not, but I don't know. You never know. I cannot promise you that Rosalind Kluger does not say something else in his works. He is one of the most prolific people who has ever walked the face of the planet. It is not normal. What?
Why?
Okay. Rosalind Kluger lived for... I'll tell you. One second. He was born in 1785, died in 1869. Okay, normal, decent life, yeah. He wrote 150 books. 150 books. Okay. Yes.
When you say books, you mean like full size.
I mean Tshuvot. I mean a Pirush on Shulchan Aruch. I mean, I mean, it's not quite Jacob Neusner. Jacob Neusner is, I believe, the most prolific author who has ever lived. That many people do not care for the quality of what he said, but he wrote, well, put it this way, Wikipedia has two entries, one for Jacob Neusner and one for the books he wrote. He was named as one of the most, I'm reading from Wikipedia, as one of the most published authors in history, having written or edited more than 900 books.
Are they like Dr. Seuss books?
Yes. What?
Like,
no, they were like a translation of the entire Yerushalmi.
Which, according to
yes. I believe it was Shaul Lieberman who said that. Anyways, not important.
But you quoted.
Anyways, I happen to agree with that. That's not the point. So Shaul Kluger says in this, right? So he says Shlomo Zani Akum, right? He didn't want to say Shlomo Zani Goy. Why? Because Jews are also Goyim. And then he says, end of the first line, Hine Nuscha Zuvadai Avitzad Apikorsus. If you say that, you are... That is apikorsus. It is heresy. Dere akum heve something. Rashi Teva, thank you. Shov dichov mazalot. Vim omar kein mashman nachrim de'inam ovdim kochachavim mazalot aleim inam evarech v'utzar apikorsus. Said you are a heretic. Said if it was just a technicality that you didn't want to say shalom zani goy, so you should have said shalom zani nachri. But if you say shalom zani akum, it is api karsus. And then he goes on and defends it, right? Well, and then he defends it the same way that, okay, goy, a single Jew, is never called a goy. A nation is fine. But what besides for that being, a very exciting approach to this, what does he tell you? What, therefore, according to him, is the purpose of this bracha?
To say that you're not like the other, all different types of nations.
So first of all, it's about... Right, meaning it's clearly thanking God not for not being an idolater, not but for being a Jew and not being any type of non-Jew, right? And then he says, skip down a few lines. Achavanet to be Israel magidu yitbarach darav leechad kum shigira Torah leMoshe Rabbeinu levad lemda Torah lemda liYisrael v'chein ledor lechol dor magid darav lechacham hador v'lo asa kein lechol goy. He says, and what's the meaning? Well, he says, well, why does it matter? Right, you will say, okay, very good. So a single Jew is never called a goy. Then why does that matter? So it's very simple. Because God communicates with non-Jewish nations, but he doesn't communicate with individual non-Jews. Fine. And therefore he says that what you're thanking God for is you didn't make me a goy because you didn't make me an individual who it could not communicate with God.
I just looked up this list of Jacob Neusner's
books, it doesn't end. It does, after 900 plus entries. What?
It's the plus, that means it doesn't end.
Yes. Plus, it goes on forever. Yeah, so what you see from Rav Shlomo Kluger is that this actually matters. Which gears you have tells you the meaning. Right? According to him, it can't be Akum, because if it was Akum, then you would be saying, thank you for not making me an idolater. Rebbe is saying, no, it's specifically about not making me a non-Jew, thanking God for being a Jew. Right? And that's why you have to be very specific. You have to pick the most generic word that you could come up with, right? So that's the first thing that we see. Now, the second point is that we already talked about last time with Shlomo Zani Eved, is that besides for defining goy, akum, nachri, whatever, what's the other word we need to define here to really understand it? Hazani. And that was what we saw in the Avudraham, where the Avudraham says, Umivarech adam b'chol yom, shalosh brachot, eilor shana shalosh ani goy, v'bnei she'en agoyim klum lefanav. So he's quite harsh. He says, why do you say the bracha? Because goyim are nothing to God. That is quite a harsh statement. Shne'emar kol goyim ka'ayin negdo, me'efes v'tohu nechshav lo. Now, the amazing things, he said this even though he is going to say that the reason you say Shalos Ani Eved is because you're pater from mitzvot. Right? Mitzvot say Shalos Ani Grama. He didn't just say with God you're pater from all mitzvot except for the seven. He could have said that, that you're thanking God for mitzvot. He doesn't. But you obviously could do that, and that would actually be a very good read of the Gemara, because since the Tosefta says Shalos Ani Isha is about being pater from mitzvot, so a very good way of saying it would be, right, these are all about mitzvot and different chiyuvim mitzvot. He doesn't take that. He says it's about them being nothing in front of God, which is yet another approach. And then, what question, if you remember, does he use to test what how you understand the word asani? What about a ger? Right, what about a ger? And he quotes the Ramah, who says, "Im yachal levarech ger shlos ani goy, v'shavish shlos ani eved, v'heishiv kach reinu she'ena bracha el atchilat briyato shel adam. V'fichach ena ger mevarech shlos ani goy, el kol zman sh'ratov v'leidato b'ktusha. Aval ha'shavui mevarech shlos ani eved, shel tikna bracha zun b'nei avdut atzman, v'nei she'ena eved chayav mevetot ki Yisrael, v'ena roi lavo b'kal u'pasul l'kam advarim." So what does he say? What does the Ramah say? He says, shlos ani goy is about how you were born. Shalos Ani Eved is about not currently being chayav in mitzvah. The nafkamina is that a freed slave would say Shalos Ani Eved because now he's not a slave and chayav in mitzvah. But a ger, according to him, does not say Shalos Ani goy because he was made a goy, and it's about thanking God for the beginning of your creation, right? So now, if we have... One second. Very good question. I don't know why he... get where he gets that idea. But so now he's right, but I bring these two sources to highlight that the two questions you need to ask to understand Shalos Ani Goy are one, Asani, two, Goy. Right? What does it mean we're thanking God didn't make me? And the other is, what type of Goy are we talking about? What does that tell us? Right? So now we've seen one answer to that question, which is the Ramah, who says Asani means this bracha, at least, is about thanking God for the way you were created. Then, question, and therefore Ger can't say it. Second question, Goy, what type of Goy? If Shlomo Kluger comes in and says, it matters whether you say Goy, Nachri, Akum, Min, da-da-da-da-da, because they're different things, and therefore you're thanking God for different things. If you say Shalos Ani Akum, what you're saying is thank you for not making me an idolater. If you say Shalos Ani Goy, you're thanking God for making me a Jew, for not making me someone who has less mitzvot, maybe, which is not the Avudraham, or has less of a connection with God, or for the Avudraham, has no connection with God, it's Efes Kenegdo, or whatever. So those are, I think, the two axes you need to understand this bracha. Now, obviously, as you can see, I put many, 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 many pages of Makaros here. So I would love to do this forever, but we have two Sundays left, and if I spend all of... Look, if I wanted to avoid being controversial, so I would accidentally spend more than a day on Shalos Ani Goy, so I don't have to talk about Shalos Ani Isha. Which wouldn't that be wonderful? No. You know, part of me is like, that's what I should do, and part of me is like, that's not what I should do. Instead, I should have Ora give Shalos Ani Isha, and then I can, you know, be Yotzei Zayin too. I could have this year and not have to deal with the controversial thing. I can let Ara deal with it, right? So maybe I'll do that. I don't know. We'll see. I'm thinking I might just use Lori Novick's Makarot because then no one can yell at me. I'm just telling you what Lori said, and then you can take it up with her.
It sounds like trying to the Avudraham, who's saying that
It's about the other nation. This is about like the nation, not the religion. Because the fact that you can't say it once you become a Ger is because the nation you were born into is not. It's not
because if, no, because it's about Asani. Meaning it might be that it's about. Well, we don't know you're what it's about.
You're still the nation that you were born as.
Ah, that's not what he. That's not who he. That's not what he based on. He based it on Asani, right? Okay. So what I want to do is try to understand both of these. So I'm going to run through the next few Makarot, okay? So to fully understand, now again, I do think that the Ger case is a very good case. It's the, as you've probably heard from me, guys in Mysore have definitely heard this from me before, that what's the best way to study Superman? To study Kryptonite. To study Kryptonite, right? That's right. Tarragon's old phrase, and I think it's very true. The case of Shlomo Tzanigoi really helps you understand it because, right? So I think in order to understand that, we need to very quickly run through the sugya of, in general, for what purposes, in tefillah at least, is a ger just like a Jew? Okay? So, let's run through it. Number 6. Mishnah in Bikurim. I'm going to move very fast, okay? Elu mivin velo korim. Which people bring Bikurim, but don't say the psukim? Hager meviv eino kore. She'enu yachol omar asher nishba Hashem la'avotenu latet lanu. The ger brings Bikurim, but doesn't say the psukim because he can't say my forefathers. Okay? Unless we might tell him Israel, maybe the Korei. And when he, if his mother is Jewish, then he can. And then the Mishnah says another nafkamina, ukshu mitpalel, benol benatzma, omer elokei, avot Israel. When he says Shmona Esrei, he doesn't say Elokeinu velokei avotenu, says Elokei avot Israel. Okay? Ukshu bevera knesset, omer elokei avotechem. And if he's in Shul, he says your God. The God of your forefathers, not mine. In my time, Israel, Omer Elokei Avotenu. So the Mishnah clearly says that, both in the context of Bikurim and in the context of Shmona Esrei, the definition of my fathers and the like is biological, right? Biological. Rabbi Yehuda in the Tosefta says, no, it is not. Yehuda Omer Kol Agirim Kulan Mevin Vilo Korin. No, sorry. In our Tosefta, he says the Gerim bring and do not read. Okay, but if you look in the Yerushalmi in 8, we have a different Gersa. Tani Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Atzmo Mevi Vikore. The Ger does read. Ma Ta'am, Ki Av Hamahon Goyim Nitaticha. Because Avram is called Avraham, Av Hamon Goyim Netadicha, I put you as the father of many nations. Lishavar Hayita Av Le'aram, you used to be a father of Aram. Achshav Mikan Va'elach Ata Av Lechol HaGoyim. And now you are a father of all nations. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer Halacha Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Ata Uvde Kumid Rabbi Abahu Vahore Ki Rabbi Yehuda. How does he understand Avot? Not biological, but I don't know, give me a formulation. So either it is biological, but you can be adopted, right? Or Av means spiritual father, or Avram is legitimately the father of many nations, not just the Jews, and just because he's a convert, right, doesn't mean he isn't a child of Avram. Maybe he's not a child of Yaakov, but he might very well be a child of Avram, right? So those are all, I think, possibilities in play. The Rambam takes which approach? He paskins Eilek Rabbi Yehuda, and which approach does he take? In a very celebrated tshuva, to who? Rabbi Avadya Hager. Right? Rabbi Avadya Hager writes a letter, and what does he say? So he says, She'elot she'shal Rabbi Avadya Hager minu Moshe Zatzal. Omar Moshe bar Maimon. Right, very interesting way the Rambam introduces Shuva. Those who are in Galut from Yerushalayim, who are in Spain, what is the point of that poetry, right? To Rabbi Avadya Hager, the tzaddik, that God should pay back his deeds and his payment should be full from the God of the Jews, under whom he has come to dwell in his presence. Why is he doing that?
To make him feel better?
Yeah, very good. To make him feel better. And he says, Sha'alta is kebrachal betfilo bein chalav bein atzmacha omet tal v'tzibra yishal chalomar l'kinu v'lokev v'tenu v'sher kishan v'tav v'tzivanu v'sher divdi lanu v'sher bachar banu v'sher chalta avotenu v'sher tzenu eretz mitzrayim. You asked me about all the different brachot, right? Avotenu, you took us out of Egypt, etc. Yesh lecha lomar hakol tiknam. Say everything as is. Al tishanet davar al kmoshim sheitbalel v'yivarech kol azrach miYisrael kach ra'uy lecha levarech litbalel. Bein shidbalta yechidi, bein shidshleich tibur. Whether you're chazan, whether you're davening privately, daven the whole thing like every other Jew. Why? V'ikara davar she'avram avinu hu shelamad kol ha'am v'yizkilam v'hod ha'am dad ha'met. Because Avram taught the true religion, v'yichudo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the oneness of God, uva'at b'avodah zarah, and kicked avodah zarah, v'hefer avodata, and nullified its service, v'yichnis rabim tachat kanfei ha'shechina, and brought many under the wings of the Shechina, v'limdam, v'horam, v'tziva, banav, v'bnei v'to acharav, l'shmor derech Hashem, and to teach people the way of God, k'moshe katuv b'torah ki yadati, v'loman asher tzaved, banav, v'bnei v'to acharav, v'shamru derech Hashem, l'fichach, call me Shid Gaira, so called the road, we call me Yuchad Miyachid Shemoshal Gadish Baruch. So anyone converts to the end of time and unifies God's name. Kemosh Gadoba Torah, Talmido Shal Avram Avinu Alava Shalom. Uvne Veto Hem Kulam. You are a student of Avram and a member of his household. Uvechziro Tam Lumutav, Kishem Shechzir Anche Doro, Befiv Uvelimudo Kachzir, call Adinim Lit Gayer. Bitzava atel shivad benav b'nei b'toa charav nimtzav ravino alav hasham hu av lizaro hakshirim alchem b'drachav v'av l'talmidav v'chol gera nitgayer. So he is therefore the father to all who follow his path, and right, his children, all who follow his path, and he goes on in this direction, right? So what does he say? Very good, right? It's father is taken to mean more spiritually, right? You are my spiritual father, and therefore you are a part, and there he goes on to say, you are therefore no different than a born Jew. Okay? Now, what do you think? Based on that Rambam, what would you say about Sholo Sanigai? So you might say, he can say Sholo Sanigai, or you might say, he still can't because Shlo Asani is different, right? The word Asani is different, right? Which highlights the fact there's really two questions you have to ask here, right? Which is, what are the two questions within Asani you have to ask? One is, how do you understand Asani? And the other is a ger really now a full Jew, right? On the second question, what does the Rambam clearly believe?
Yes.
Yes. On the first question?
No.
I don't know. Right? So if you're going to look for people who say you can't say it, right, you can look for one of two reasons. Either a technicality in the word Asani, or they think Gerim are not full Jews. Right? And that, again, is going to highlight, well, what do you think this bracha means? So if you look at the Riben Yakar says 10. Shalo Asani Goy, Bafilu et Gayer Ma'atvin HaMashiachin. Shalo Lomdu Lo Mehen Velo Mehavotam. Riri ben Yakar says, a ger cannot say Shlo Asani Goy. Why? Because he's Ma'akev Mashiach. He prevents Mashiach from coming. So what does the Riri ben Yakar believe?
He's not a full Jew.
He's not a full Jew, right? He thinks that this bracha is about being a full Jew, and ger is not. Probably because they don't keep mitzvot as well, or something like that. The other way to reject it is... there's not Shanat Asa, right? The Mari Abuav says Shelo Asani Goy is about the Klal. It's really a bracha of Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaUmot VeKeravnu Labodatav. It's really on the Klal Yisrael itself. Right now, if you say that, could a ger potentially say it? Maybe, right? Because now he's part of the Jewish people.
Why is it Shlo Asani, not Shlo Asanu?
Okay, fair. Look at the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes the Avudraham, quotes the Ramav, right? And he paskins like the Ramah, that a ger cannot say it. Okay, 13. The Ramah says in Darkei Moshe, "V'nir de ger yachal varach shasani ger." What's his solution? He can say Asani Ger. Right? Why can he say Asani Ger?
Because
the word Asiya
can refer to either being created as that
being made. What's his proof? Et anefesh asher asu b'charan. Right? Now, if you wanted to take that one step farther, what would you say? Well, once you have that, then maybe even he could say Shalom Asani Goy. Right? Because now it's different. Okay. The Bach quotes the Avudraham, and he says, maybe he should say, not Shalom Asani Goy, but he should say, Shasani Yehudi. Right? But he says, no. Or whatever. He says, Demash Nichlazat Yudid Al Yedei Bechirato. He says, no. Why? Because what's his emphasis? Asani. Right? He says, no. The point is, what did God do for you? As great as it is that you converted, who made that choice? You, right? You and not God. And again, for the Bach, right? You see, why is he rejecting? Because he thinks these brachot are about what God did for you, not what you did. Right? And therefore, God didn't do it to you. So you can't say Shalom Asani Goy, and you can't say Shasani Yehudi, even though it's true, but you did it, not God.
So according to him, if we take this to Evet also, if somebody became a slave, then like at some point in their life they could still say Shalom Asani Evet when they're a slave.
Right. Okay. Now the Knesset Agdola says, first of all, he says that why do you say this bracha? Because of mitzvot. Okay. Now, if you think that the bracha is about being chayv and mitzvot, what would you say? Should a ger be able to say it?
Yeah.
Yes. And what do you do with the problem of asani? He says, don't worry. Perusho shelo asani sh'amud nachri. You didn't make me die a non-Jew. Right? Meaning you didn't cause me to die before I could become Jewish and become chayv and mitzvot. Right? So, right, through the case of Ger, right, you see the Knesset Agdola, every single move he makes. He thinks Asani isn't about creation, right? It's about your current state. And he thinks that you're thanking God about mitzvot. So what have we seen, right? We've seen people who say it's biological. We've seen people who said it's about mitzvot. We have seen people who think it's about relationship with God. And we've seen people who said that a Ger, therefore, is fully there because Asani doesn't mean create, right?
It means form.
It means form or maintain, right? And then we've seen people who said, but they really are the same as Jews. Or people said, no, you can't say it because they're not the same as Jews. Shiare Knesset Agdola, therefore, makes it very clear. Shulchan Aruch says a ger cannot say it. He says, you can. Right? And again, he says, you didn't make me. Shelo Isha'er Goy. But he says the better bracha, he says you could say it, but the better bracha would be Shechnisani Tachat Kanfei Ashchina, that you brought me under the wings of the Shechina. Okay? Shulchan Aruch says, Sarach Levarech Bechal Yom Shelo Asani Obed Kochavim Shelo Asani Evet Shelo Asani Isha Rama Vafilu Ger Yachol Levarech Kach. The Rama says, can a Ger say it? Yes, against what he said in Darkei Moshe. Avolo Yomar Shelo Asani Akum, but don't say Shelo Asani Akum. Why? Sharei haya akum mitchila, because you were in akum. Yeah. The Taz quotes the Bach, who says, you cannot say Shalom Asani Goy. Why? Because the bracha is about making, right? Making, God made you a Goy. How does the Taz defend him? He says, no. There's another reason why a ger can say Shelo Asani, and that is ger shenidgayer kit katan shenola dami. When you convert, you're like new reborn, and therefore when you were reborn, God made you a Jew, right? So therefore, Asiya does work. The Nachlat Tzvi in 19 says that a ger cannot make it. The Ateret Tzvi notes that his girsa is Shelo Asani Akum. Right? That is his girsa. Why Yehudi? Right? Now, what's the bracha? It's a bracha on Bechira. Right? Shebachar banu mikolamot vekeravnu la'avodato. And then in the context of ger, he says you can't say it because it's not Asani. I mean, he quotes the Taz, he quotes the Bach, but then he rejects them, right? Because what's the bracha on for him? Bechira. And the ger is now Nivchar. Now he's Nivchar. It's not a bracha on creation, it's really a bracha on whatever, right? On Bechira. Magen Avram notes that some Girsaot have Shasani Yehudi, but he changes it. He says, no, that was the censors, right? What about Ger? So he defends it differently. He says, you can say Shasani. You know why? Because you're not making the bracha of when you were born. What are you making the bracha? Not from your convert either, but from when? When you woke up in the morning and God gave you back your soul, and now it's a Jewish soul. So again, Abraham says, so you can say it. Right? If you look, that's two lines, right? Right? Since the Mikubalim say it's about your soul leaving at night, and that when God put back your soul in, whatever that means, he no longer gave you, he didn't accidentally stick a non-Jewish or slave soul in you. Right? This is very Platonic, right? Right? Plato is like, slaves have different souls, right? You didn't get one of those souls?
No, seriously.
Seriously, that's what he writes. That's what he writes. I do not need to defend the Greeks. I mean, I read them. I don't need to defend them. I don't need to defend Socrates, you know, infanticide, right? I have no interest in defending him. Right, again, the Berhetev paskins that you can say it because it's about remaining a goy. The Gra has the girsa of She Asani Yisrael. His girsa is She Asani Yisrael. But does he think a ger can say it? Yes, because conversion is asiya, right? Shulchan Aruch Harav also says you can because katan gershin et gayer kekatan She Noladami. And then he also quotes the Magen Avram, the Magen Giborim. Says that he doesn't want you to say it. Why? Because the Gemara says that Kashim Geirim Yisrael Kesapachat. Because the Gemara says Jews are like a scab to the converts, like a scab to the Jewish people. So you see that they're not good, right? Like, right. So as I saw, right, some people who are going to reject it will say it because they have a fundamental opposition. Mishnah Brura 26 Paskins. First of all, that the Gersa is don't say Shalasani Yisrael, unlike the Gra, right? He says if you say Shalasani Isha first, you can't make other brachot because Bechal Masayim Bana. What does that show? He believes that they're all about mitzvot. Very good. What about the Ger? He paskin. He quotes the whole machloket. Some say you can because conversion is asiya. Some argue. Okay, so let me just summarize. And then you can see 27, I gave you an article on this topic, right? That was what I gave you. So I really did get to the end of what I wanted to do, and I can summarize. Wow, I actually managed to get through it. But let's, right, through the context of the ger one, we really got to the question of what does this bracha mean?
Okay, so let's review it.
Shul asani. What does asani mean? Right? So using the case of ger, we saw some who said a ger can't say it because this bracha is about how you were created. At the end of the day, they were created goy. Right? So one way of reading this bracha is about how you were born. Right? Problem, maybe Shalas and Eved is not, but fine. Okay? But others say you can because asiya can be taken more metaphorically. It could be about the way you were born this morning. It could be, in which case, right? It could be that asani doesn't mean created me, it means maintains me. Right? And therefore, he was once a guy, but now he's a ger and will die a Jew. He has been maintained as a Jew. And some people say asiya can be metaphorical, right? Like conversion, right? Now, all those metaphorical reads, besides for justifying how a ger can say it, also mimela show you what asiya means in the bracha. Right? Are you thanking God for the way you were created? Are you thanking God for the way you woke up this morning? Are you thanking God for the way he maintains you, even if you had part of the decision-making process here, right? Second point, goy. Okay, so we said, first of all, girsa. Girsa matters, right? If it's shalom asani akum, it might imply that it's only you're thanking God for non-idolatry. If it's shalom asani goy, so maybe it's because we're different than other nations, maybe as individuals we have a relationship with God. Or if you think, like the Mishnah Berurah, that once you said shalom asani isha, you can't say mitzvot. It's clearly about mitzvot. Now, within that category, does a ger fit in it? So, some people, a minority, admittedly, say, no, a ger is just a lesser Jew, and therefore you can't thank God for that. Most say, no, they are fully, either because now they're chayv in mitzvot, or now they have a relationship with God. And if you're going to reject it for a ger, it's going to be a technicality on the word asiyah,
yeah.
Right? Right, but whether you think that the exclusion for a ger potentially comes from the word asiya or from goy shows two very different perspectives, right? If you say they're fully a Jew, right, then what this bracha is about is being chayav mitzvot, is being in a relationship with God, and therefore in that sense a goy can't be excluded, a ger can't be excluded. Maybe only asiya on a technicality, maybe not even that. But if you say no, he's a lesser Jew, then the bracha, memela, is about making me like 100%, you know, ultra pure Jew. I will be honest that, like the Rambam, that position, despite the fact that it's the simple pshat in the Mishnah, it's problematic. And our acceptance of Rabbi Yehuda is a very principled position in that sense. But once you go on that level, and it's not a technicality in Asiya, right? The machlok by Bikurim becomes very important, right? Okay, then what I gave you in 27 is simply an article by Rabbi Yitzchak Shvat where you see this play out. He quotes, and I'll just summarize, we'll just, you know, run through it. He quotes the Ramaz Safek, right? And he notes that many of the Achronim argue on the Ramah, right, and allow a guy to say it for one of several reasons. One is Melted Lo Shchicha, right? Another reason is just, look, the bracha is made for the majority, right? Right? His problem is as follows. Why doesn't the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch really get into it? He says either because it's not common, or it's implicit somewhere else in Shulchan Aruch, or it's obvious, right? Or he's chozer, because in the Beis Yosef he's very clear that a ger cannot say it, but in the Shulchan Aruch he doesn't, right? So his question, luckily, is why not? Is it because it's obvious, or because he disagrees with it, right? He changed his mind. Right? Now, he said, obviously it's common, and it's not clear, and therefore you got to figure out, based on the fourth one, which is, he thinks that the fact that Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it shows that he was chozer. But why would he be chozer? So again, so now, if you look at the headings, right, he said, okay, one reason to reject, right, one reason to say that a ger can say it, how about put it that way, is that you think this bracha is simply about being a Jew. If it's about being a Jew, right, not about being created a Jew, it's about being a Jew, then it's subject to what machloket? The machloket in Bikurim. And if we paskin like the Rambam, right, and then he brings several sources. So, for example, he brings the Mara from the Rechum Fishel Perla, that the mitzvah of keger keezrach, right, of gerei tzedek keezrach, of treating the ger like everyone else, is Lashvoto lechol mishpatav yinav leYisrael gamur, to treat him like a Jew for all purposes, right? So therefore, he says that if this bracha is about being a Jew, then the majority view, he thinks, follows the Rambam by Bikurim, right? Without saying a ger is a different type of Jew, this is a bracha about being a Jew, right? However, a technicality is it might be about asiyah, it might be about creation. So why would you not think that? So he says, right, what's the proof that it's not? So he says very simple, Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember when we saw the Gemara Menachot, in addition to the three that we say, had a different suggestion, which was, Shelo Asani, Bur. You didn't make me an ignoramus. So what does he prove from that? Right, he says, well, why don't you say Shelo Asani, Bur? Why did we reject it? Right, so he says, Shelo Asani Bor, clearly, within that framework, Asani does not mean created me. You choose to not learn. You choose to be ignorant, right? That's not on God. That's on you, right? Sure. Sure. With very limited circumstances, but then the Gemara rejects Shiloh Asani Bor, right? So why does it reject it? So one possibility is because that's just a rude thing to say, which is what Rashi says. You shouldn't be saying that. Or the brachot is about chiyuv and mitzvot, in which case, and a bor is chayiv in all mitzvot, right? Or a bor is not common, which is what Tosfot says. What do none of them say? Because it's about creation, right? And therefore, if none of rejects Shiloh Asani bor and no one rejects it for the reason that Asani means created, and you're not created a bor, then that shows that Asani is not about creation, right? And therefore, that would lead you to those who believe that Asani is about your current status or the way you're born in the morning. And to this extent, right, he quotes the Rajba, who thinks about how you were created this morning, and the like. A third model would be to say it is about being born, but there's different types of being born, like Gershon and Gayer, Kikata and Shinola Dummy, right? And that's those Acharon that we saw. If you think that the bracha, right, don't be too medayig on asiyah, but rather it's about how many mitzvot are you chayiv in? Are you thanking God for the relationship you currently have with God? So then, presumably, again, you would be, right? You would be chayiv. Right? And he notes that Rashi also seems to think it's about your current status. Then in Hay, he deals with the question, does this contradict the notion of free will, right? Certain of the Achronim seem to think the reason that you can't say it is because Asani can't be about choices you made yourself, right? Because God didn't make you convert,
yeah.
Right? So maybe it's a technicality that saying Shasani, Shlo Asani Goy for a convert implies like he had no Bechira Chafshit in converting, mm-hmm. Right? He says, I don't think that's true because once you say that we have Asiya, a Nefetcher Asar Becharan, right? Asiya doesn't necessarily mean coercive making, right? Meaning he didn't coerce them, right? And nevertheless, we have the word Asiya. Asiya could just mean that you helped me, right? You were there for me. You enabled me to do what I wanted to do. And therefore, he says, based on all of that, right, there are several models in terms of what Shiloh Asani Goy is about that would justify Shiloh Asani Ger, a Ger to say Shiloh Asani Goy. He notes that there are other brachot, however, that might capture the same thing. So, for example, if you think that it's a technicality in Asiya, but you think the bracha is about being in relationship with God, then what can you say? What the Reb Chaim Ben Avisti says in the Kinneret Shari Gnezek Dola, which is Shechni Sani Tachat Kampe Ashchina. Right? If you... Another girsa that we saw is Shiloh Asani Goy Kigoye Ha'aratzot. Because you did make me a goy, but I'm no longer Kigoye Ha'aratzot, right? And then you could sort of split the difference.
Yeah.
Right? Or if you think that the proper bracha is the positive, right? Like the Gra, so you should just say, well, the Gra thinks you should. No, everyone's a Tisha Asani Yisrael. And then as long as you take one of the metaphorical reads of Asani, right? Then you're fine. Right? If he was never an idolater, and you don't like Shmuel Kluger, so maybe he can say Shalos Ani Akum. I was born a guy, but I was never an Akum or something. Some say Shalos Samtani Goy, right? Because, again, if your only problem is Asiya, so don't change the word Goy, change the word Asani, and say you didn't place me, like you didn't maintain me, and some just say be quiet, Shtika, right? Or you say below Shemu Malchud. Right? Now again, Lahalacha, he thinks you can fundamentally say that you can say it. But again, the reason I wanted to understand Shiloh Asani Goy, look, we actually did it exactly on time, in the light of Shiloh Asani Ger, is because I think it forces us to ask the question, what is the bracha from the negative, right? Both Asiya, where we saw the range, born, metaphorically born, born in the morning, maintained me, sustained me. And then what am I thanking God for in Goy? Is it that I'm chayv in mitzvot, that I have a relationship with God, that I'm not in akum, right? Or is it about like some metaphysical status, right? And then the question, okay, what about a geir, where you either exclude it for technicalities and asiya, a minority from fundamental reasons within Goy, And then, you know, sort of mix and match. But based on what people say a ger should do, toch kedei, you see what they think each of the words are and is and is not in the bracha. So I wanted to do it through through that way. And that is, we finished basically on time. It's a miracle. And then, which means we can actually do shalos on Isha before the end of the year. I'm sorry, I rushed.